What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Y'all can see who I got in the building, but I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. Starting with the man with the white shirt.
38 Spez, Trust. What's happening?
Shaynor.
Trust. You gotta say the Trust. Yeah, I'm about to say Shaynor Trust.
Shaynor Trust.
So Trust is the crew.
Definitely. Definitely.
What does that mean?
Trust comes first. That's the name of the label. Trust comes first. TCF Music Group.
Okay.
And you know, Trust is just a movement. You know what I'm saying? I've been repping this for the last like 10 years and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What does trust mean to you? Cause we in the era where you can't trust a motherfucker no more. What does trust mean to you?
Oh man, it's the first foundation of everything. I feel like, you know, it's like the you know, it's the beginning. It's what helps things develop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important. And I feel like when you have it and it's solid, you know, amazing things could be done, you know?
So do you trust many people?
Not at all.
Being from the street and hustling, how could you trust a motherfucker?
Yeah, I really don't trust too many motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So when you trust them, it's like, you earn that.
They
shit.
Definitely earned that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Music. I mean, there's so many people that want to do music that's in this industry. How do you go from the street, mistrusting motherfuckers because what you're doing out there, to retiring, to coming in this music industry where these niggas is like the motherfuckers in the street. You can't trust them, almost worse, and they white collaring you. You know what I'm saying? How do you adapt to that?
It really ain't no change. Like the same game face that you got in the streets,
mm-hmm.
You know, the same way you wouldn't trust and you would double check everything a motherfucker said. I advise you to have that same game face at these meetings, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really ain't nothing changed. Everybody out for a dollar, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
You indie, what makes you go so hard as an indie when it's probably somebody that gave you an offer that you could have been jumped on?
Well, you know, I'm just a self-made person. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Some people like to, everybody route different. Me, I'm just more self-made. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I believe in ownership too. Yeah. I'm heavy on ownership. You know what I mean? And you know, I understand what it means when a person give you something and you giving up ownership. And you know, money could be replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We could replace money, but ownership, you know what I'm saying?
Your art is irreplaceable.
Exactly.
Yeah, your art. So female MC, do you like that term?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Okay, because you know a lot of motherfuckers be like, I ain't know I'm an MC. Don't put me in a female MC category. But when we think about female MC, listening to you, you're not the typical mm-hmm. female MC. Who influenced you coming up?
I mean, I listen to whatever my, you know, whatever, whoever I was around listening to. So I was listening to like a lot of Nas, Jay-Z. I lived in a house full of boys who listened to G-Unit a lot.
Oh, shit. You had the wife beater and shit too?
Nah, I ain't had a wife.
You had the G-Unit sneakers?
Nah, I ain't had that. Okay. G-Unit, I mean, I listened to like a lot of R&B music as well growing up.
You don't rap like you ever listen to any love song in your life. Like you rap like you listen to death metal or some shit like that. You listen to G-Rap forever. Mm-hmm. That's what you was listening to.
Word, that's dope.
So female MCs, I mean, a lot of them, you're not the typical. What made you go the route that you went? Because all of them basically just sell pussy.
Well, that's the thing. That's the That wasn't really my lane because I felt like I would feel, if I was trying to do that, I would feel like I'm not being myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing is, you know, as a female rapper, if I'm tired of being stereotyped in the game, why keep doing things to perpetuate that? Mm-hmm. And I had a story, so I'm like, you know, I'm not really comfortable taking that lane. I'm, you know, going my own lane.
What's a typical day like for you growing up in Buffalo?
I mean, honestly, growing up in Buffalo ain't too bad as long as you, you know, you mind your business and, you know. stay out the way.
Because, you know, we have different perceptions of Buffalo. For one, you know, I'm from New York, so we always like, fuck the Bills, for one. Mm-hmm. Fuck the Buffalo Bills forever. Shout out to Benny, but, you know, we kicked your ass in the Super Bowl, the Giants, at one point. You probably wasn't even born at that time. Yeah. I ain't either, but just, you know. But for what I know about Buffalo, that's upstate, and that's where you go to get money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that money is good. But the Buffalo kids will leave you up there, too. You won't make it back to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what the perception, is it as crazy as people think it is up there?
No, it's crazy in Buffalo. Okay. It is. But like I said, I was a very observant kid growing up. Uh-huh. Like, it was a lot of chaos going on around me, and I just observed and just took everything in. It was so much going on around me. So I just kind of was observing it. But yeah, it's rough in Buffalo.
So you didn't listen to none of the female MCs?
I did. No, I was listening to Foxy, Lauryn Hill, of course. Rapsody, one of my favorite rappers right now. Okay. So.
And who influenced you out of them?
Lauren, all of them. Lauren? Honestly, they all play a part in influencing me somehow, like with my music.
And how you feel like as soon as you come out as a female, you automatically gotta go against another chick? Like, they automatically put you in a box, but Spesh could come out and be him, but it's like female MC. Oh, she's not better than Foxy. Why you think that that's like kind of fucked up that y'all always put in this box against each other?
It is, but it's not gonna stop. Like, they're gonna keep. This ain't nothing that's gonna stop. So. For me, I'm just going to keep getting in the booth, dropping heat, and just proving to y'all, like, I'm not, you can't box me in.
The first rap you wrote, you remember it?
Nah, I was like 15 or 16. I can't remember. I know I wrote a rap. It was dedicated to one of my friends from middle school who I killed in a drive-by shooting. I know that's like kind of like what inspired me to start rapping, like.
So your first rap was dedicated to somebody who passed away. You know, most people's first rap is about fucking lollipops and you know, they want to get a new toy and all that shit. That's ill.
I ain't really started taking rapping serious until I was like maybe like a few years ago. I'm 25, okay. Maybe like 21, around 21.
Well, you're a little nigga.
Yeah. So I ain't really started taking it serious. Then I wasn't no kid like 8, 9 years old saying I want to be a rapper.
So being 25, you barely remember Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, but I love Tupac and Biggie.
No, but you barely, yeah, like, no, they've been, him, nah. Yeah, like, they've been, you barely, like, you didn't get to see, you wasn't old enough to experience, you know, some of that. Who is your modern day Biggie and Tupac? Because me being my age, they haven't been replaced yet.
No, but, I agree. I don't think they've been replaced. I mean, I would honestly say Nipsey Death was like, I don't know if that's how it was when Pac and Biggie died, but it felt crazy when Nipsey got killed.
Nah, I think with the thing that made his death so crazy is that we saw it. Mm-hmm. That shit was broadcasted. Like, we saw a hating ass nigga kill him and kick him. Mm-hmm. With Pac and him, we didn't see it. But they had such a body of work that you could go to the movie and you could go, you know what I'm saying? The Nipsey thing is just, that's just fucked up. But I understand the impact of how it felt.
Like,
yeah.
I would say with more of my generation, that's like kind of like, I don't know, we got like an impact from that. I would say, honestly, the closest thing is maybe Cole and Kendrick, but we all have different perspectives on that because we come from two different eras.
Yeah, Cole and Kendrick, we still got Nas. So. But you know what, when I talk to some young dudes, they be like, they're big impactful people is Gucci Mane. Like, Gucci Mane is the father of a lot of shit. Gucci Mane, Wayne, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know about all that, but the music has changed. So why don't you rhyme to trap music? Because that's the thing to do.
Honestly, it ain't my lane. It's not my lane. I'm doing what's comfortable for me, you know, what I like to do.
What's your favorite tempo? I bet you have no idea.
I would say like high 70s, 80s.
Damn, you know how slow that is?
That's not really too slow.
But
for me.
Because 90s was 90s beat per minute. And that shit was slow. They consider that to be slow. Because I never realized, especially, I was rhyming and shit that's that slow.
Definitely. Yeah, we more like 79.
I never 80. Knew that.
No higher. No, we don't, I stay away from 90. Like 90, I rarely do 90s and up.
So 90s is fucking Public Enemy music to you.
That's when I'm fucking with Preem. When I fuck with Preem, I know I'm going to be in that 90 pocket.
Got you, got you, got you.
I try to stay more or less in between, like, 79 and 88. I stopped about
you shitted on me too because you knew the tempo. I didn't think you knew. I was
I threw it. I tried to get her, right? She all the way musically inclined. She knew what's going on.
I didn't know that y'all was doing that because I remember I made a beat that was 79 and you could get a good bop to it though. Like you could bop, but you could get a two step to it too. It's all how you do it. But I think with those tempos, those lyrics are more. You got to know how to rap.
You got to know how to rap. That's why I like those. Those tempos that leave enough room for you to get busy. It's a lot of room so you can say a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, you know, the other tempos, you kind of a little more carried by the beat. With this, you got a lot of space in there and you could say a lot. You know what I mean?
Son of G rap album.
Yeah.
Dream come true?
Definitely a dream come true. Hell yeah.
Like, because I don't think many young people really know who Kool G Rap is and what he means. He's the rapper's rapper.
Exactly.
Like, he's like, he never said a whack rhyme ever.
I agree.
And he's definitely top five. You know what I'm saying? Top three.
I would agree with that.
Ever.
A lot of people's styles is formatted G-Rap. From G Rap.
You know, it's funny.
And they don't know it.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes.
And like, a lot of people don't know it. They don't know why they use that rhyme scheme or this like that, or their multiple syllables and things like that. They don't even understand where that come from.
Yo, I've had people, I seen Twitter lists when they said the rappers with the greatest metaphors and similes. And G-Rap is, I'm like, G-Rap is number one.
I would have to agree with
He's number one. And then we can make claim for other people, but G-Rap is number one.
I would have to agree with that, and I think like the nicest niggas that we adore, like the Nas's and the Jay-Z's, you ask them, and you
G-Rap.
Know, I think we would all agree with that. I think if Pun was here, I think he'd
Pun
tell
said
you.
It though. He said I rhyme like G-Rap.
Yeah, well, flatly. Yeah.
And but see, that was the era where
they ain't mind paying homage.
Yeah, paying homage. Now niggas be like, yo, I never heard of you.
Right. They act like they go start rapping just like you and act like.
Man,
you know?
I got niggas who sound like me and be like, I never heard of you before. Like, yo, you're a fucking liar, nigga. You a liar. The style, what made you want to produce her and work with her?
I heard that connection of the cloth that I'm cut from.
Okay.
That lyrical multi-syllables, multiple, you know, that crazy wordplay. I heard it from the first record she sent to me.
Mm.
I was blown away that I heard a female was rapping this good.
Mm.
I didn't believe it. She had to come and show me this.
Yeah,
person,
yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, you know, once you see something, like, I know how to measure talent because I know how easy it is and how hard it is to come up with shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you're a producer, you know how hard it was to make that beat. So I measure talent differently than the average consumer. I could hear a rapper and tell you how dope he is off the jump from his approach. So, you know, when I heard her, I was blown away. And she was amazing. And since then, she has just continued to keep growing.
Yeah.
She's not even at her prime yet, and she's smoking niggas out the water.
Yeah. You got a project out. Let them know the name of that.
Thriller to Hunt 2.
So is it one?
Yep. It's the first one. It's available on Apple Music and everywhere.
Do you know that you could rhyme?
Yeah.
Like I know, but I don't think you understand. Like, do you know that you really could rhyme?
Mm-hmm.
Do you someday sit there and say, man, I'm fucking nice?
Yeah.
Because you seem humble and shit. I don't want no humble shit. I want that arrogant shit.
Yeah, I get in my moves.
Because the point I'm making is that when I hear, it has nothing to do with female MC. It's just that you could rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people I hear, be like, yo, this nigga trash.
Mm-hmm.
But he might be with Roc Nation. He might be with this company, so he getting a push through. I'd be like, yo, but the nigga or the female, they can't really rap.
Mm-hmm.
You could rap. Because rapping with him, you gotta know how to rap.
Nah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Do you ever get nervous sometimes? Like when you gotta, like when you see who's gonna be on the record, or you be like, damn, I gotta do my thing on this shit.
Yeah, when I was recording like Thriller to Hunt 2, I was doing Thriller to Hunt 2 and my verses for Trust Tape 3. I was nervous at most of them sessions because I'm like, you know, I'm rapping in front of him. Like, you know, gotta be on your toes.
Who could tell you your shit is whack?
Special, the ones who've been around.
Yeah, because you know some people don't be listening to constructive criticism. They be like, nah, I'm keeping this verse. They be like, nah, you got to come better than that shit. Like, you got.
Oh, no, I'm good at taking because I know I don't know everything. So I'm never that type of person. I think I know everything.
So, what's your dream collaboration?
I mean, of course, like a Hov, you know, Hov and Shay Noor.
Let's take him out of the goddamn equation. I think that's every rapper's dream collaboration. Surprise us. Who would you do a record with that we probably be like, oh shit?
I would love to do a record with Rhapsody. Even some of the, you know, a handful of the female rappers that's in the game now.
Like who?
Like, I like Meg Thee Stallion. Tierra Whack is dope to me.
Never heard of her. Yeah, she's put me on.
Yeah, she's dope.
You wouldn't sound good with Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion?
No, I wouldn't sound
good. I mean, I'm cool. I like her music.
The reason why I say that, because either you're going to go into her lane, mm-hmm. or she's going to have to come to yours. My lane,
yeah.
And she can't come to your lane. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? When she going to have to put a hoodie on mm-hmm. and some gloves and cover them titties and that ass up and really rap, mm-hmm. rap. That's the point I'm making. You making motherfuckers rap. Mm-hmm. So if them bars ain't up to par, maybe she could do a chorus or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But nah, yeah. I like the fact that you're forcing people to rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm. And that may be, you never know, that might be dope. Like, to try to force her, you know, she out, some different
she
shit
out
rap you.
You'll write your verse over on the low. Like, she come in the studio like, hold on, that ain't the verse she kicked.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shit. Have you ever, like, damn, they got me on that record. I wish I kicked something different.
I probably have. I can't remember. I probably have.
What's your favorite song you made? Let's go through your project really quick. If I had to go through your project and give me a song that I could learn a lot about you from.
My favorite song is Today, because okay. it's so personal.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite joints on there. I love Spin a Bottle just because I had a lot of fun writing that, just coming up with the metaphors and bars for that. Mm-hmm. And the intro, too. I talked a little bit about my dad on there, or my stepdad. I don't know. My favorite record is Today, though, just because it's so personal.
So if I'm listening to your album and I'm angry and I feel like going outside and punching somebody in their fucking face, what song is going to get me hyped? What's the name of the song?
Spin a Bottle might get you hyped. Spin a Bottle. Spin a Bottle, Fountain of Youth.
If I'm trying to lie to somebody's daughter and smash, what record going to inspire me to get some bops?
I don't know if I got records like
that's
that.
That's the see, I knew that. right? If I'm trying to get this some chick to put some weed in their pussy and take it to Rikers Island, what song should I listen to?
Man, I don't know.
You got to listen to my shit for that.
Yeah, about to say, right?
No,
yeah,
you
got to
know my
yeah,
shit
yeah,
in. That's when you take her shit out and put my shit in.
So, when y'all are creating special, what's the process of, we gonna put this out, then we gonna put this out? Do you have like a timeline how you do it, or do you just create a bunch of music?
Yeah, we really just create a bunch of music.
Okay.
You know, we make sure we get music done consistently all the time and shit, and then we just take a look at it and put together something. Unless we got a direction towards a project, like me and her got a project right now we working on.
Okay.
And so, you know, that got more of a direction, a kind of sound we following. But besides that, we just make music daily.
Do you get the criticism that people say he writes your shit?
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
Honestly, I know the only reason why people are saying that is because of the topics that I choose to talk mm-hmm. about and the way I rap.
You got his cadence a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But I know it's because of the topics, because if I was talking about some different shit, they wouldn't be saying, even if I was rapping in the same cadence, they wouldn't be saying that shit.
Give me a verse that you wish you kicked. New or old, a verse that every time you'd be like, yo, this fucking verse is crazy. Damn, I wish I wrote that shit. New, old, any record. What's the illest verse?
From Splash?
In general, in hip-hop history. I don't care who it is. Give me a verse that you be like, damn, that shit is crazy.
I'm trying to think.
Spes, give me one while she think.
I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy, man. Let me think for a second. Damn, one of my favorite fucking verses.
I'll give you one of my favorite verses.
Which
while
one
y'all
is
think.
This?
Fake thug, no love. You get the slug. See, that before Gusto.
I'm about to say some Nas shit. Yeah, too. Like, it was
gave you power. gave you power. Yep, yeah. I would have to say that. Especially with my name being 38 special.
Yeah.
I really wish that record was mine. You feel what I'm saying? That's one I wish I penned.
I think
that's crazy.
Yeah, that when he started that shit. That's one of the greatest records. I gave you power.
Yeah, gave you power.
Yeah, because the concept is crazy.
Yeah.
The concept is crazy.
That's crazy.
That shit was just, but see, those is them bars that's missing. But see, how do y'all feel like when people say, I wish real rap come back, yo, we need that real rap, and then y'all doing it, but they trying to overlook it, like y'all not giving them what they want, but they keep looking for other motherfuckers to do that shit that can't do it.
I honestly feel like, you know, if they saying that, then they ain't paying attention to the shit we doing. If they ain't paying no attention. You know what I'm saying? If they get a whiff of what we doing, then they know that shit is coming back. And all that other shit is fading out. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say thank y'all for really keeping hip-hop alive. Besides battle rap, I'm from the Five Boroughs. I'm from Brooklyn. The niggas in the Five Boroughs have really been letting me down with the shit they doing. And hip-hop, as I know it, knew it, is coming from upstate right now.
Appreciate
that. That shit is not coming from the Five Boroughs. The Five Boroughs could really, really take notes that you don't have to do drill. You don't have to do trap. You don't have to do strip club music. You can just do what's in your heart. And you don't have to cater to these DJs that ain't going to play your shit anyway.
Because
you're doing that, and they still ain't fucking with it.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So you know you didn't grow up listening to that type of music. You know what I'm saying? Shit. We never said the bando. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas shit, even adapted though. Other niggas slang the way they. I'm shit. Like, this shit horrible. How do y'all feel when people? I see a meme going around like upstate ain't New York.
Honestly, that's your ignorance. Yeah. That's some real ignorant shit. And that's somebody that never left their borough that made that meme.
They never
left outside their damn borough. I used to deal with that a lot when I was in the prison system and shit, you know, as a kid and all that shit, you know, coming up from dealing with New York and down here because they never seen up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they got a false perception and, you know, we talk a little different and shit. And, you know, but for the motherfuckers that's in that prison system, they know what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? They know what it's
hitting
for.
Because all the jails is upstate anyway.
They know what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit, man, we keeping it more New York in sound than anything coming out the boroughs when you talk about sound.
No, that's actually, you know what I'm saying? Sonically, the bars.
You know?
Yeah.
We actually representing for the culture more than any artist that's coming from, you know, anywhere else.
So, you being from Buffalo, how come you're not Griselda? No, people probably wonder, how the fuck, how you over here and not over there?
I got what's fresh first.
Okay. And we don't really hear you collaborate with Griselda that much. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, we never had a relationship. Me and Ben
got you.
Had a relationship.
Got you.
So, you know, it's like we never had a relationship. Like, you know, me and Conway, we knew each other. You know, we crossed paths a couple times. But me and Ben, you know, we've been working with each other for over 10 years.
He said he was signed to you at one point, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But even before he was signed to me, you know, we was recording with each other, you know, for over 10 years and shit. And so we had a relationship and a chemistry already, you know. So I never really knew West Side, you know. And, like, me and Conway probably crossed paths a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, you know how that shit is when you don't really know a nigga and then 20 years, we come from an era where we don't really make new friends and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like if I wasn't fucking with you 10 years ago.
You did, I ain't fucking with you now.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we starting to make more music together. Me and, I'm on Conway new shit that's about to
say,
now.
I wish y'all would.
Nah, that's what we doing. So I'm...
Because y'all got it.
Definitely.
Upstate got it.
Definitely.
Shout out to Class Murder, too.
Shout out to my boy Class.
Do you know I knew him from MySpace?
That's what's up.
He used to tell me, yo, you got to come to The Rock. This was like 2009. He said to me, yo, you got to come to The Rock. And I'm like, Rockefeller, nigga, the fuck you talking about? I didn't know he's talking about Rochester.
Right.
He used to always call it The Rock. This is before Rockefeller, though.
Real shit.
So I was like, yo, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, nah, yo, I'm nice. What he was calling himself? Classic at
classic,
first. Yeah, classic.
And he was a kid.
Yeah, he was a little kid. And when I saw him in one of y'all, I think a video or something,
right.
I hit him. I'm like, yo, you my homie from MySpace? He started laughing. I said, yo, damn, me and you was talking on MySpace a long time. How many people was down with the Trust Movement?
Oh, man, it's a lot of us.
Artists.
Right now, I want to say it's about four to five. We got me, Street Judge, Black G, Shay Noor. And it's a bunch of artists, but the main ones that's working right now.
Okay.
You know, that was the ones you could check on right now. And pardon me if I'm forgetting somebody. You know what I'm saying? But
so, Rochester, are y'all unified?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a small city, so, you know, it's a lot of problems in a small city.
Got you,
so
got
you. You know how that shit
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when we leave out that city and we in another environment and it's us against another, that's when we unify.
Got you.
When we get to prison.
That's us, Jay. I was about to say, that's like some jail shit, yeah.
We, it's all, fuck what we had going on in the town. And, you know what I'm saying? It's us against them. Like, but in the town, you know, it's always friction.
Because I'm looking, it's Riggs, it's Ito, it's so many of y'all. I just interviewed, what's his name? Hovhannissi.
Okay.
Came through the other day, too. What he used to go by another name, right?
Pa.
Yeah. He came through the other day, and he's like, he from Rochester. I'm like,
definitely.
Damn, it's
he
a lot of.
He used to engineer for me.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, it's a lot of y'all. So did you relocate to Rochester, or are you still in Buffalo?
No, I live in the Falls right now, which is 20 minutes away
the
from
the Falls
Buffalo.
Is Niagara Falls.
Let me
explain that to you. Niagara Falls, New York.
Okay.
That's another part. That now Niagara Falls, you got the Canada side, you got a New York side.
Ah.
So it's a part of Niagara Falls that's in New York, that's 20 minutes away from Buffalo. That's another small, poor city that's full of violence and all of that shit. So yeah, that's
so it ain't just that waterfall.
Nah, it's not just that water. You got an American side and a Canadian side.
Got you.
Man.
How the fuck y'all deal with all that snow?
Man, we get used to that. I can't stand that shit.
Yo, I can't deal. I ain't dealing with no 20 inches of snow, my nigga.
Yeah, that shit retarded.
It get bad.
Yeah. If you still in Rochester?
I'm all around, dog.
Yeah, I'm all around. What Jada said, I ain't got no home phone. Yeah, hit me on the hip and shit like that. Whatever. Yeah. Hometown love, is it love in the town, or is the town proud of you, or is it like
the town definitely proud of me? But just like any hometown, you got hometown love, haters. Hometown hate.
Yeah,
you know. But before rap, like I was one of them guys that always had a name in my town from doing things and shit. Mm-hmm. So you know, like I always, you know, had my name in a lot of shit. So you know, I always experienced a lot of dick riding and a lot of hate.
Before rap. Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's just the same shit.
What was your first rap name?
Specialist. Okay. Facts.
And why you changed it?
That shit was too long. I was a young nigga. This was back when Wu-Tang was out using big words. Was cool.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I started playing with guns. I said, I'm 38 Special.
That 38 Special ain't easy to get either, too, though.
Nah, that's
That's like a trade deuce, like.
38 Special is a beautiful gun, man.
Yeah. You ain't getting no 32 bullets, too. I like to always tell people that shit, too. 32 bullets is hard as fuck.
You always see
to get.
A nigga asking for bullets.
Yeah, but 32. Yeah, right. Yo, put them 38 shorts in there. Nah, hell no, nigga. I ain't doing it. What was your first rap name?
I don't even think I had a rap name when I was rapping. I just was rapping.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a record label come to you right now. They tell you, we give you $15 million. We want you to get implants. We want you to get ass shots, lipo. What you doing?
I'm turning that down, man.
You ain't sound too confident.
I'm turning that down. That's okay, $15 million. I'm
she
turning
took
that
a
down,
deep
though.
Breath.
Yeah, right.
You got to turn it down 15.
Right.
I got to turn down.
But how do you feel that, you know, you're a dark-skinned woman also? The game doesn't cater to y'all. It caters to lighter skinned people, and you know, it's a certain stereotype of woman that you have to be to make it. You know, I feel bad for yourself, the Rhapsodies. Foxy kind of broke the mold a little bit, but she was talking about that box, so it opened the door for her. And like Lauren, I think this shit drove her crazy, you know what I'm saying? Do you have any fears and phobias that people might just not fuck with you because you don't look like the stereotypical female rapper.
Nah, I'm so confident in myself, that type of shit not gonna bother me. Because at the end of the day, my talent speaks for itself. Like, so I'm confident in myself.
So who fuck with you more, the women or the dudes?
It's equal now. It's kind of like, well, from the feedback I read, it's kind of equal.
Where you read the feedback at?
Online.
Don't read that shit.
Either online or I'm in, you know, I got my ear to the town and I'm
about to say, don't read that shit, man. The shit that you learn about yourself, I'm like, what? I never knew that about me. That
even when I do shows, like we just did a show in Buffalo, and it's like it was women in there too. Like that was one thing I would say, it was more men listening to my music, but women listening to it now, you know.
Good. Maybe you could be responsible for getting chicks to listen to these fucking bars again. Because women, that's what I'm saying. Because women, you know, they love Nas. He ain't make like love songs and shit like that. Like he rap and all they the know
girls
that
I
shit.
I grew up with, like all my little cousins and like girls that I grew up with, we listen to Nas and, listen to that type of stuff.
Give us an artist that you like that you ain't supposed to be liking.
What, me?
Yeah, you. Like, who you listening to? Don't tell me Old Town Road or no shit like that either. That shit knocking, but that shit is.
I do not like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, not that song. That I'm not supposed to be liking.
That we wouldn't think you like.
I used to love Kodak Black and like I used to love his music. Kodak Black. A lot of these like the Meg Thee Stallions that y'all like, a lot of people don't think I should be listening to. I listen to her.
I think it's good though on the way though, because it's sometimes it's a contrast to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You need that balance, you know what I'm saying, of something different. Because if you listen to too much of something that's you, it could get kind of stale to you.
Mm-hmm. I like Lil Baby too.
I never heard none of that shit.
Lil Baby, this is new rapper. What's his name?
I just don't listen to none of that.
I forgot his.
I heard. I think I heard somebody said the Baby could rap though.
I like the Baby.
Yeah, they say he could actually rap.
No, he's dope.
Yeah, I be. You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm an asshole. If I don't like your name, I don't listen to you. I'm gonna keep it all the way real with you. If I don't like your fucking name, if you got little in front of your name, I just don't listen to you. It's just hard. You know what I'm saying? So when the nigga name is like Lil Nas X, it's like, so this nigga Lil Nas and DMX, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, nah, I ain't fucking with that. But I was happy that he controlled them country charts like that. You know what I'm saying? Because them crackers was mad as a motherfucker. So that shit like that. Who you listen to that we wouldn't think you listen to?
Drum roll. I fuck with Lil Durk.
That's
I like Lil Durk.
Yeah, Lil Durk is dope.
Yeah, I like Lil Durk. I really don't listen to too many motherfuckers. I'm in the studio all day.
Lying. One person with the name Lil that I like was Lil Bibby.
Lil Bibby. Oh, yeah, I like Lil Bibby.
He had a song called Water.
That shit was fire. We rapped on that beat. Matter of fact, that was my beat before his. My man made that beat and gave it to me.
You know who else beat that too, right? Young Jeezy, I got this.
What?
Yeah, Young Jeezy used that. And Cameron and Vado, Soul Plane. It's the same sample.
Same sample. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry now. That shit is
fire.
Yeah. That shit is dope. So who's your favorite rapper though?
Like right now?
Period. Outside of your crew.
You know.
Outside the whole.
I was about to say that. Nas, Rhapsody, Foxy, Tupac.
So you like the Death Row Tupac? Or to Keep Your Head Up, Tupac. Which one of them?
My favorite Tupac album is Me Against the World.
Okay, so that's right before Death Row.
Right before.
I love my favorite Tupac. My favorite is two Tupac songs I absolutely love. So Many Tears, love that song. And If I Die Tonight, love that shit. That's him and Easy Mo B. Tupac was just his writing was just crazy.
And it's crazy because he passed way before, you know, I could remember anything. And I was obsessed with his music growing up, so.
That's a good obsession, though.
Yeah.
That's a good obsession. It's funny, I interviewed Nipsey Hussle first. When he first came to New York, I interviewed him. 2008. I did his first ever interview. And it was like, some people you see that quality in the beginning. But it was his mind that I was intrigued to. Then I heard the music. I was like, the music is cool, but the way you think is really what's going to carry you in this shit. Because there's so much shit that's going to come at you. And you got to be like Neo. You know what I'm saying? Weaving this shit. And the sad part about it is that even when Neo was weaving that shit in the Matrix, he still got grays. You know what I'm saying? So as you weaving bullshit, you still might get grays. And it's just how you react to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think as a people, yo, we hate on each other so much, man. It's like you forget what love is. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, nobody don't love me. All I get is hate comments. Motherfuckers telling me, yo, 38 Special write her shit. I know he do. That's his wife. Or, you know what I'm saying? I know you get all types of shit. How do you deal with all that shit?
You know,
because you told me you read the comments. I'm telling you, don't read the comments.
I read them just to see what, you know, they talking about. But I don't take that shit to heart. Like, I prepared myself for this. Like,
okay.
I knew this was coming, so I don't get offended by it. That shit comes with it. Like, I'm doing something right if they going out their way commenting some hating shit.
Nah, so. Niggas be in. So nobody slid in your DM yet trying to marry
it's
you
a,
and shit?
It's a few people that, it's a handful of them.
you get titty pictures and everything too?
No, I ain't got none of that.
Yeah, because shit be getting crazy. Equipment, let's talk about production.
Right.
You a sleeper a little bit. You got some heat.
Appreciate that, man.
I'm listening. I'm like, yo, hold up. Nigga could make beats. Your sample game, I'm going front.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard a lot of your samples.
Right. Thanks, bro.
Your samples are different.
I dig, bro.
Yeah, your samples are very, very different. I'm like, hold up. Okay. He didn't just flip shit that we heard already. This nigga done dug in the crates.
Yeah, nah, I dig, bro.
Who's your favorite producer?
Oh, man. It's shit, man. It's hard to pick between Pete and Preem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just, you know, let them have that spot.
Like Primo Rock or fucking Primo Rock or fucking.
It's hard to pick between because, you know, both of their techniques, you know, is dope to me, you know. So I pull from both of them, their techniques when I go to produce.
My right now, I mean, Pete Rock is the GOAT to me. I say that all the time. I love fucking J Dilla. Molly Mall, of course, is like the father of all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And Knots. That shit Knots is doing Knots right is now, man. Knots, that shit ain't fair,
yeah,
man.
I'm going to be honest with you, right? Let me tell you something. Like, Knots one of the illest, man, and one of the hardest to duplicate. Like, a lot of people shit you could hear and you can see the technique. Knots can't be duplicated the way he's doing. What the fuck is he doing? Fact, though. His shit is crazy.
Yeah, Easy Mo B, of course.
Right.
Large Professor. Right. Sleeper. Showbiz.
Show
Lord
crazy,
Finesse.
Man. Show fire.
Buck Wild.
Buck crazy.
DITC.
They whole camp.
Yeah, they got all cheat codes. They got all the sliders up on that team. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DITC. You did a lot of work in that studio and did some work with them too.
Yeah, definitely. I got an album coming out with them. And wow. Shit, 38 in the crates. 38 in the crates. Me and Showbiz and Buck Wild on the production. You know what I'm saying?
So who's rapping?
I am.
And y'all all three doing the beats?
Yeah.
Crazy. Shout out to Showbiz, man. Like I'm just thankful that we still have some of that.
Real shit.
You met Eric Sermon yet?
Nah, I need to meet E.
Oh, we gonna do that.
Yeah, we gotta set that up. I gotta meet E.
Yeah, cause you know he has a studio. It's him in one room,
mm-hmm.
Ty Fife in another room,
okay,
and Rock Wilder in the other room.
Yeah, we got.
And they all in the same place.
Hell yeah!
You know
Hell
what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's nothing but beats all fucking day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they got the machines there. But you on the MPC?
Yeah, I'm on the MPC right now. I'm on the MPC Touch and shit. But my favorite MPC is the XL. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I'm moving around, I got the MPC Touch in my book bag and shit. You know what I'm saying? When I'm home and shit, you know, I'm on the XL. I'm old school with it.
Is the XL the problem with it dumping? Because you still got dumping in the computer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I got everything hooked up and you know, it run a little smoother.
Yeah. Because I know the Touch is already
digital. The Touch is just, everything is just quick as hell.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Shout out to Little Etho too, man. He's sleeping with the beats too.
Nigga, man. See, me and E used to be producing in the basement as kids. You know what I mean? That's like my homie. Like, we used to be 16, 17 in the basement. Like, my first access to it, really where I had free access to an MPC was at Etho House.
Wow.
You know, you know, Etho had the equipment set up. We go over there and get busy. So that's why we so seasoned on the production shit. We've been doing this since teens and shit.
But this is what struck me on your production that kind of fucked me up. Like, you know drums.
Mm-hmm.
You know drums. You know the EQs. You know the chops. That mm-hmm. shit ain't easy because some niggas is just looping their drums.
Right.
You actually chopping them. You chopping mm-hmm. the samples and all that. You actually producing.
I'm really replaying it.
Yeah,
I ain't just
yeah,
taking a
yeah,
loop and just letting yeah. it play. I'm reorchestrating everything that come in my hands and putting my own touch on it.
You said you sent music to Nas.
Through DJ Green Lantern. Okay. You know, definitely sent him some beats and told him to pass them along.
How do you pick what you're going to send Nas?
Man, with me, I got a good ear for music.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to I judge it off of my favorite Nas songs.
Got you.
And I'll be like, okay, this sound like, you know, and how I could hear him doing this, and you know what I'm saying.
But how do you say, nah, I'm keeping this shit for myself. Nas can't get this.
Yo, you know I deal with that a lot when I'm producing.
Uh-huh.
All the time I deal with that. I'll be like, damn, I want to keep this. Mm. It's hard being a rapper and a producer and shit because a lot of time I pass up gems. I'll be wanting a rapper and I'll be like, nah, fuck it.
I think you could you might be able to knock out some shit for Ross. Got a crazy ear for music too. I think Rick Ross probably got one of the best ears.
I would have to say that Rick Ross production, you know,
always pristine.
Always, he's got a great, great, great ear for production.
If you could do a whole album with somebody, who would it be? Living, dead, young, old. You already did the G-Rap, but if it's somebody else right now.
If I could do a whole album with somebody, I would like to do an album with Jay-Z.
Mm.
You heard? I would like to do an album with Hov, and I would like for him to be in that
97 Hov?
Yeah, that Hard Knock Life.
Got
bag.
You. Got you.
You heard?
Got you.
That Hard Knock Life bag. You
that
know
Snoopy
what I'm
track.
Yeah.
That shit is Snoopy. That shit was crazy. Even the shit with I think Juvenile on the hook.
Oh.
We Ride. That's when.
Yeah, that's volume
yeah,
three.
Yeah. That's oh, that's volume three. Three. That's not
the one after that. Oh, Hard Knock Life is it was all good.
Can
just
I get
a week
oh, can I get a
and
yeah,
all of
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
yeah,
got
yeah,
you, got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He only did like 18 albums and shit like that,
right,
so it's hard.
Right, right.
Who? Let's do a cosign. I don't think it's enough for this, and because we be scared, because a nigga act crazy and he go back to the interview and be like, yeah, but you was on my dick in that Doggy Diamonds interview. We gonna try to switch it up. Who nice? That you don't think get enough credit?
Oh, man, let me see.
Who's underrated? Because we can talk about who we think is overrated, but who's underrated?
It's so sad, man. Like, we not mentioning upstate New York, right?
Wherever. Yeah. You got somebody came to mind?
Yeah.
You know, the whole upstate New York, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even want to single nobody out. The whole upstate New York is so many motherfuckers that rap, and I don't want to forget nobody's name. But that whole region right there needs to get more light for what's being.
Yeah, I heard somebody from Syracuse named B.A. Bad. He was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
It's a lot of, I'm like, hold up, upstate, what the fuck is y'all doing? Y'all really invading New York, like this, is the
yes,
takeover. But
yeah.
I'm happy though. I'm so happy because the quality of the music is just so dope. You know what I'm saying? I could think of a lot of rappers who's underrated, who's just really, really nice. I don't think
Ransom.
Forget
that's I would have
Ransom,
to say Ransom.
Shooter.
Definitely. I never heard. I got a list to check. Shooter.
Shooter. His name is Shooter. 93. But
I seen his name.
Incredible. Yeah.
Definitely.
Dark Low.
Low.
You know what I'm saying? Dark Low.
Definitely.
Rusty Jux, I think is a.
I gotta check him
out. And even people like Pharoah Monch.
Mm-hmm.
Because when niggas be like nice niggas, I think it's tears to this shit. You got niggas who can rap, put words together. Then you got niggas that's with them syllables. And you like, yo, hold up. Play that shit. You know, because we used to be like, yo, play that shit again. Yo, you heard how he said? That shit is not even easy to say. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And I think it's a lot of nice dudes that's getting overlooked because they don't have either the right situation. they not doing enough clout shit, because that's what it is now too. We gotta, you know, almost smack a nigga on the gram for somebody to pay attention to. Right. Then they want to listen to your music when you just like, yo, I just want to rap. I don't want to go to prison, or, you know what I'm saying? And another thing I want to ask y'all. This is the audience. How come you got somebody who rapping his ass off, she rapping her ass off, and they won't have 500,000 followers on the gram, but people will look at it, but won't hit that follow button? But a chick could have a titty out and she got like 10 million. What are we doing here? Do y'all want music, or do y'all just want to follow people for their titties and shit like that? Like, I'm confused. Because I'm telling you, the consumer keeps saying, we need that real shit back. The real shit is here. Mm-hmm. It kind of never went nowhere. Mm-hmm. It just moves around. Now it's upstate. You know what I'm saying? Ransom had it in Jersey for a long time. Ransom, man, is one of the fucking... I never heard a corny Ransom rhyme.
Yeah, that nigga nice.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. On some other shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they always criticize me for who I interview, because they want me to interview some of the new cats. But I don't feel like they got a story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like there's no real backstory to them. It's just like, yo, you came out, your record is hot. How long you been rapping? Yo, I've been rapping for 2 months. It's like, so what the fuck am I talking to you for? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know what this game is going to do, and then they be gone. Mm-hmm. Then they be gone. You're not a new artist either.
Not at all.
How long you been at this?
Shit, I put my first mixtape out like 2004.
Damn. Wow.
Hell yeah. I'm only 34. I'm 34, and so I probably was like 17.
So you did a literal mixtape.
Back then and shit. You know what I'm saying? I met Green Lantern when I was like 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on some production shit. You know, so I've been around that whole movement and shit since then.
Wow.
You know, I've been walking in serious and shit for over 10 years and shit, going up there and freestyling.
So why are we just hearing of you think?
Because I'm from upstate New York. That's why you just now hearing from me, because I'm from upstate New York. If I was from one of the boroughs, then I would have, you know, so I'm 6 hours away from the city. You know, so.
Damn, that shit far. That's like going to Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I like that's what I'm saying. Like Connecticut, Jersey, all that is closer to New York City than the part of New York that I'm from. So it's going to take it longer for the word to get around. Plus, it's so small that even if I had my whole town on smash, it's only but so many people that it ain't enough to really cause an effect.
Somebody said there's some beautiful women in Rochester too. Somebody told me that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Was the G-Rap album, besides him being one of your favorite rappers and the good, was it to garner the attention of the world? That did you say, if I do this, everybody's definitely gonna pay attention to who I am? Was it strategic for you to do that?
To a certain degree. I made that album in 2014. The strategic part was putting it out in 2018.
Oh, so you already had the verses and everything with G-Rap?
That was done 2014.
Oh, wow.
I sat on that album for 4 years due to the climate of music. And I'm like, nah, they ain't gonna respect this now. They ain't gonna. Once I seen shit start changing and lyrics start being talked about, it's after I dropped Stabbed and Shot, then the Pusha T Drake shit, they people rapping again and shit like that. I said, all right, it's about time for me to put this out there. And, you know, I got a good impact off it. And, you know, shit is starting to shift where, you know, balls starting to matter again.
So y'all recorded that, or y'all emailed the verses?
Me and G locked in the studio and recorded every verse together. I ain't send nothing to G, he ain't send nothing to me. Every song we sat down and did together.
How many times did you crumble up your paper fucking with G-Rap?
Yo, believe it or not, though, the energy was so crazy that every time I sat and went, I just went. It was never a no read, do nothing. It just was, every time we got together, it just was great energy that it was fun. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Making that project.
Did you pinch yourself after? Like, yo, I just did an album with G-Rap. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I was like, damn, I just was like, when I'm gonna put this shit out, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, being it's 2014, 2015, you look at the climate of music, I'm like, I got an album with G-Rap, though. Like, I'm like, when I'm gonna put this out? You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to you know, the Griselda movement, you know, for them doing what they doing and, you know, helping bring some light to the upstate.
Yes.
And you know, and when me and Benny did Stabbed and Shot, I really seen like, okay, now it's time.
So Stabbed and Shot 2 is coming, I hear.
Definitely.
So how much? So you spend all your time in the studio, basically?
Yeah, I'm on the studio. Once I decided that I was gonna take this serious and be a rapper, I said I'm gonna be a full fledged rapper, musician.
So how do you decide what song is going on what project, what verse you gonna put on what?
All from sound, I could tell. Like, yeah, you know, I could hear like this is for Stabbed and Shot because it's a certain sound that me and Benny do together. You know, and I could hear a Shay Noor beat because I know her flow and pocket. Like, I could feel, you know, what motivates her. Like, and that goes for everybody I work with that's around me. Sometimes I might make a beat and be like, damn, this is for somebody I don't even got contact on right
now.
But I'm going to put that to the side for them because I know they sound. I know what they sound like.
How many joints you got in the stash right now, beats?
Oh, man. To be honest, I don't sit on too many beats because I got so many rappers around me.
So you
and
just
I rap.
Give, yeah.
As soon as they done, you got motherfuckers like, give me that.
Yeah,
give
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
Give me
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
give
yeah.
me that. So I'm not a nigga that's sitting on a stash of a whole bunch of beats. You come and get a beat from me, we going to cook up right then and there. You know what I'm saying?
I like the record with Julo and Ito on your project, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That shit is dope, too. Yep, that shit is dope. Social media. You're new to social media? I've been had all of that.
Yeah.
How has the love with your homegirls and everybody who knew you changed? Like, oh, she really rapping? She's in New York right now. She's in Manhattan on.
Well, when it comes to with my homegirls, they've been knowing this since they've been around me. I would say from like other chicks in the town, they recently started listening, you know, they loving it.
But you in the Falls now and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is the Falls? Like in Niagara,
yeah,
Niagara.
So
yeah,
rock,
that's like 20 minutes away from Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo, growing up there, that's where they say the wings come from too, right?
The wings, yeah.
That shit is crazy. Like they really got good ass wings in Buffalo?
Good wings, good pizza, all of that.
Y'all ain't got no better pizza than New York.
Our pizza fire.
What you think, Spash?
Oh man, I ain't even want to answer that question. Yeah. I'm gonna stay out that one. You know, I can't say nothing in New York better than upstate right now, but you know, I'm in that position.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? The music is better in upstate than New York.
I appreciate
We don't admit that we lying. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because the consensus say that. You know what I'm saying? The consensus say that, but it feels good because I feel like y'all gonna make people step their shit up. And y'all gonna give the dudes that could rap
the confidence
to say,
to come back and
you
be,
know what? I got some shit.
Fact.
So when we hear like the lost tapes drop, you know it's gonna be them bars again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's perfect. And you know what? We still need some of that goofy shit. Cause it's goofy niggas. This is y'all anthems. This is for y'all dickheads. Y'all need y'all type of music because y'all can't relate.
To this real
shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't relate to this real shit. How do you deal with the industry politics? Because I know you done got you done DM niggas and niggas don't answer and niggas, you know, giving you that spin.
You know, man, I just ignore that shit and keep working.
Yeah.
It's like I know what's happening and I know that this is a dick riding game. And I know what's going. I know my work and my is going to change everything. So I don't pay attention to, you know, not getting mentioned when I'm supposed to or these type of things because I know all that's going to change and then it's going to be, oh, I've been fucking with some,
all that
type shit.
I've been fucking with you. Shout out to, I got to shout out Conway too for that DeKal verse. That's like one of my favorite verses ever.
That's a hard verse.
Yo, even
that
when he perform
fire.
It, yo, that shit is so fucking.
That verse fire.
Yo, that verse is
that's
fucking.
That's the one of them ones.
Yeah, yeah, that
I
shit give you the chill.
For that. That's
yeah,
one
that
of them
shit
ones.
Give you the chill.
That's my type of music, man. I ain't going to lie to you. That, like, you know,
that's
that
pocket
of,
right there.
Yeah,
that's my type of shit. I love that pocket. I want to hear you. I want to hear you with like a Raekwon.
Shout out to Ray, man. I spoke to Ray too, man. Good dude, man.
Yeah, I want to hear you with like a Ghostface. I want to hear you produce some Ghostface shit, some Raekwon shit, because to me, y'all got the upstate that got that RZA sound, like that Wu-Tang.
Don't see, you gotta realize that's another thing too. I mean, I forgot to add them when you asked me my favorite. They're my favorite producers is Pete and Hav, but my sound, my easy go to sound, I mean Pete and Preem, my go to sound is Hav and RZA though.
Got you.
Like that's like the easiest shit for me to do. It's to cook up some shit and fall into that bag right there. That's my type of shit.
I think you could do some incredible shit with Meth. You know what I'm saying? Like I wanna hear you but you a sleeper because you rap as good as you produce, and you produce as good as you rap.
Right.
So it's like, damn, I don't know if I want to hear him rap or just be a producer. Do you wrestle with that shit sometimes?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I just do both and shit, do a lot of both and shit, but, you know, my homies be asking me that, like, yo, damn, bro, I see you, you know, focusing a lot on producing. What's up? Like, you know, nigga, some music coming.
You know what I'm saying? So, Future, what we got coming out right now?
Me and Shay got an album coming called Gun Crazy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got 38 in the Crates coming.
Okay.
And I got a Stabbed and Shot 2 in the making. And, you know, that's the only projects I want to announce. I'm a nigga that's going to drop like 6-7 a year. So, you know, I'll be here naming shit for days.
And you got your project out. Now, let's tell them that shit again.
Thriller the Hunt 2.
They could hear that on...
Everywhere.
Okay, it's everywhere. Who the hell is Sun Tzu on YouTube?
Yo, that's a good fucking question, but he that nigga, right?
Yeah,
he definitely nigga. Shout out to Sun Tzu.
I'm going
to
keep it real with y'all. That is, when I'm looking for...
That's the go-to
shit,
guy.
I go right to that shit because he got it. She got it. We don't even know who it is.
Fact.
But salute to them for definitely putting that shit on. Do you have an official YouTube page?
Yeah, Trust Comes First, my official YouTube page. Trust Comes First. Definitely.
And do you have a YouTube yet? Or?
Yeah, it's Shay, the Shay Noir.
Okay. How you come up with that name?
It's a nickname, a part of my real name. And then my last name is Black, which is, you know, Noir, French. But, you know, just Noir.
So you don't be like Shay Noir. You just got to say Noir and shit, right?
Just say Shay Noir.
Okay. Now, the name is I was like, okay, shit different. Then when he sent, you know, you got to send the government name to come up in these buildings.
You can see.
I was like, okay, I get it now.
Right.
It makes sense. How long do you plan on doing this? Is this a forever thing for you, or do you plan on finagling it into acting, or what's your future hold?
I mean, I don't know what... You know, what's aligned in my plan, but I plan on doing, you know, this music as long as God allows me to do it.
Because you're still a baby and shit. You know 25 is a baby, right?
Yeah, I know.
That shit is, like, young. Damn, you wasn't even around for fucking, like, 9/11 and shit, right? You don't even remember that?
I remember. I was a kid, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you was mad young. Mm-hmm. Shit. There was so much historical shit you missed, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But that's a good thing. It was all tragic shit. What is your day like? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
I'm working too. I mean, you know, I get to the studio. I go out to Rochester to record, but
okay.
I'm you know, mostly working.
Are you one of them divas though? Are you one of them got to get your hair done and all that shit before you do shit? Because you know that's
before I go in the studio.
Before anything, because you know that's a knock on females. Like it's just too much maintenance.
Nah, not before I go in the studio.
Oh, I'm about to say you one of them. You just throw brute under your arms and be like, yo. Throw some brood on and throw a do-rag on? Like, yo, I'm going to rap.
I just go, man. Just get up. Start my day.
What's the biggest crowd you performed in front of so far?
So far, it was at the... It might have been a Sonny G Rap show that we had last year.
You scared?
Yeah, I was nervous. Yeah.
You going to be nervous. You better be nervous forever. Yeah. Yo, because you know what's funny? It's going to be a time. I ain't trying to scare you. It's going to be a time where motherfuckers is going to be like this. But they came to see you, but they just gonna be like this. Because now, what's up with the shows where everybody got their fucking phone out now? Like, yo, y'all ain't even jamming with me no more. So, like, everybody got their fucking phone out. Like, I'm confused. Like, when I go to concerts, yo, I really be there like, yo, I'm here, rock, fuck this phone. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now everybody got their fucking phone. You seen when Jay-Z brought, like, Cam out and Nas... Nobody's even bopping their head. Everybody's just like this. I'm like, yo, do y'all not understand what's happening? I mean, you capture in the moment, but you gotta live in the moment too.
Mm-hmm.
One nigga film it, but I'm rocking. Mm-hmm. Let me get that footage later on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. So give them your social media.
Twitter and Instagram, Shay_Noir, CHE_NOIR.
They gave you that blue check, eh?
Yeah, I got on Instagram.
You got the blue check too?
Definitely.
Fuck yeah, I got a blue. Yo, can I get my fucking blue check? God damn. All these PRs hitting me, telling me it's going to cost this. I ain't giving y'all shit. I'm is who the fuck I'm is. I deserve a blue check. Yeah, I put shit. It in. And what's all yours?
I am Spesh. IAMSPESH.
So is somebody else named 38 Special on there?
Yeah, I'm telling that nigga. I know he tired of getting tagged and shit. Yeah. Motherfuckers be tagging. Come on, bro. Come up off that name, my nigga.
So you do want that name?
Hell yeah. At 38 motherfucking Special. Yeah, let me get my name, nigga.
Bro, let me get
the fuck.
Cause I hate when niggas be like, yo, the real 38 Special. I'm like, so is a fake one? Like, what the fuck you mean? The real one, the real one. Did it anything that we didn't cover in here that y'all want to talk about?
Nah, we pretty much touched everything. I got a project coming out that's out today right now and shit. You know what I'm saying? 38 and Big Ghost, LTD, the producer. We did a joint together and shit called a Bullet for Every Heave, and I just dropped it.
I seen the artwork.
Yeah,
it was like a gun. Nostalgia-looking artwork.
That's out right now. Y'all go check that out, man. And I'm working.
I remember the name Big Ghost. That was a dude who used to be on Twitter wildin', right? That's the same
him.
Person?
That same him.
Wow, he was impersonating Ghostface at one time, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm not familiar
with
that.
Yeah, that used to be funny as a motherfucker. he would impersonate, he would type how, like, Ghostface would describe shit.
Oh, word.
He'd be like, yo, boom, nah, I mean, that shit whack. Like, that shit's fucking hilarious. That shit's dope. So he producing or you producing?
Yeah, he producing.
Okay, that shit is dope. That shit is dope. Oh, before we go, the Keith Murray line. We got to go to the Keith Murray line. Was you apprehensive when you said that, or was you like, this shit is dope?
I was like, that's fucking fire.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to making shit and it not getting heard anyway. I really ain't give a fuck if it did get heard or not. But I'm like, you know, I'm like, that shit is fire. I'm like, you know. And, you know, I told you an engineer sent me a video of Keith responding saying, ain't no weak leaks in my squad. I said, that's fire.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fire. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because when I heard that, I was like, oh, damn, like, why?
Hey, yo, some nigga from L.I. hit me in my inbox like, yo, what's up with that Keith Murray shit,
though? Yeah, Long Island, yeah. they come.
He was like, what's up with that shit? I'm like, yo, what's up? He like, nah, man, Keith the homie. I'm like, yo, tell that nigga I said what up.
Because you didn't think it would be big.
Right.
You know, it's funny, though, because when we create in our little bubble,
right,
we keep forgetting once that shit pops. It spread everywhere. And then sometimes you gotta, I remember saying shit on Twitter about niggas and shit.
Right.
And a nigga hit me like, yo, fuck you said? I'm like, oh shit, you follow me? I didn't even know that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't sneak dissing, I was just saying how the fuck I feel. But that's my favorite, one of my favorite records too. So I hear that shit
all the time,
every fucking day.
That's what's
you're the weakest link in your squad, Keith Murray. One thing before we go, your style.
Right.
Your voice. It is your voice, but you got a little sound.
A lot of dynamics.
Why?
That's, shit, man. That's the way I was talked to in my household from my mother.
Okay.
You know, so that's just the way I project my shit.
Because I couldn't picture you rhyming no other way now.
Yeah, that's like, it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's rhyming on some other shit.
Hell yeah.
So we got Stabbed and Shot 2 coming.
Definitely.
We got 38 in the crates.
Definitely, man.
We got the project out now with Big Ghost. Say that again.
A Bullet for Every Heathen.
Y'all got a Bullet for Every Heathen. Y'all got a project coming.
Yep, called Gun Crazy before this year out.
And your project is out now.
Yep, Thriller to Hunt 2.
And Thriller Hunt 1 is out too.
Yep, Thriller to Hunt 1.
What's your favorite gun? Don't tell me that. Yeah, so you do got a favorite gun?
Nah.
Oh, all right. Don't say no tech and no shit like that. Tech's jam. Yo, when I was younger, I had this little 2.5. I love that gun because when Nas said Sneaker Uzi on the island of army jacket lining, I had a fatigue jacket that had a pocket up here.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put my little 5 right in that pocket. And you know, when motherfuckers used to search you, first thing they go is your hip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They might come. They don't go up here.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go like under there. And then I used to be like, yo, I just got in here with my 5 every time. And the parties, everything. Shout out to the home base and the the Muse and all that shit. I was in there with my little pat, you know what I'm saying?
Pocket Rocket.
Yeah, but yo, we here, man. Introduce yourself to the people one more time.
Shay Noor, Trust.
38 Special, man. Trust come first.
And I got the hat, I got the shirt. Where could they get this at?
Y'all could get that from the link in my Instagram bio, man. Follow me on Instagram and hit the link in my bio and go grab some merch, man.
Yeah, yeah, the merch is very important, as well as the music. You know, they selling their own clothes, the shirt. If you see me wear this shit again, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I wear my shit twice, I'm gonna wash it. And I ain't no musty nigga. I wash up. I ain't even, hold up, where my cologne at? I had some shit, but I ain't even spray it and shit. I got another interview after this that I'm leaving too. But yo, we finally linked up again. We had another interview too.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah,
but I feel your mood is a little different. You caught a red eye that day, right?
Yeah, I was dealing with a lot of shit, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But we'll keep that in the tuck. Real shit. If it's something in there that we need to extract, we might just put it out there.
Fact, but it's there.
Yeah, it's there though. So yeah. They kept asking me for you. I ain't gonna lie, they kept saying, "Yo, get 30 special.
Y'all got it.
Y'all got it. We here." And he brought his PNC partner in crime, partner in rhyme. We out of here. Doggy Dime is no filter. Make sure you download this. Make sure you stream this. Make sure you listen. Spotify. We on radio.com, iTunes. But you could download the radio.com app. Get every episode that I put out. I got episodes with Benny the Butcher, Charlemagne the God, Petey Crack. Who the fuck else? I got mad people, shit. I got a lot of shit. I got so many people, man. Y'all go look. It's over 100 episodes on there. And y'all know I'm the interview king. Nobody do this shit like me. There's a lot of imitators, a lot of duplicators, but y'all know who the originator is. I just put all that shit together just now. I might have to go pin that and shit. But yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Trust is the movement.
Trust.
I don't trust none of y'all motherfuckers. We out. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.